أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic clothes, we reach to issue number 551. If a person is certain that ghusl, kafan, salat, or burial of a dead body has been a dead body has been performed incorrectly. So you suspect, or you are certain, that ghusl, kafan, or salat, or burial of a dead body has been performed incorrectly. Now, a dead body has, again, the issue 551. Okay, if a person is certain that ghusl, kafan, salat, or burial of dead body has been performed incorrectly. It means that I'm sure that the ghusl, the prayers, and the kafan, okay, the prayer may, I'm sure that has been performed incorrectly. Incorrectly, not according what has prescribed in Islamic laws. So they did it in a different way. So, what is my act? What is my duty right now? What shall I do? Shall and redo it again, or what shall I do? Let's see. He should proceed to do them correctly again. So he should proceed and do them again. They have, or his, this person who is sure that these acts wasn't done correctly, he has to reform these, re-perform these acts again in a right manner, in a correct way. But if he just feels that probably the duties were not correctly discharged, now he has what? He has probability, not sure. The first one, he has been sure. He was sure. The second picture, he has a probability, not sure. So, it says, but if he just feels that probably the duties were not what? Were not correctly discharged. Or if he has a mere doubt, okay, then it is not obligatory to undertake the work, so he doesn't have to re-perform the work again. He doesn't have to do the work again. He has to leave it as it is. Now, within issue 552. Issue number 552. He is referring to ghusl. Not only ghusl. He refers to all acts. Not only to ghusl. Look, Mr. Ali, for go back to the first sentence of issue number 551. If a person is certain that ghusl, kafan, salat, or burial, so all these things, not only ghusl or burial of dead body has been performed incorrectly, he should proceed to do them correctly again. But if he just feel that probably the duties were not correctly discharged, or if he has a mere doubt, then it is not obligatory to undertake the work, to repeat the work. Good. Now, issue number 552. Issue number 552. The guardian of a wife. The guardian of a wife. Now, the guardian, we mean when the wife, if the wife is dead, who is be her guardian? Who will take care of her affairs, her death affairs after her death? Is he her husband? Is he her father? Is he her grandfather? Is he her brother or something like that? Now, let's see. What says Sistani said? The guardian of a wife is her husband, nobody else. And in other cases, men who inherit the dead. Now, if she hasn't a husband, okay, if she hasn't a husband, or her husband was dead, okay, or absent, or something like that, so who is going to take care about her death affairs? It will be men who inherit the dead person according to the categories, which will be explained later. In this case, if the husband is absent for some reason, okay, now who is absent or dead, yes, who will inherit her? Who will take her fortune after her death? If he is her son, so her son will be guardian. If he is her grandfather, her father, so the father or the grandfather will be the guardian. We mean exactly the man will take the precedence over each other. Which one will take the fortune, which one will inherit her? He will be what? He will be the guardian. So, and we explained yesterday what we need from the guardian. What we need from the guardian. The guardian, he will be the responsible about the affair of, yes, the guardian will be responsible of what? Of her death affair. Not only that, but if somebody volunteer to bury the dead person, to make ghusl for it, or to bring kafan, or to bring anything of the dead affairs, so he will take permission from what? From the guardian. He has to take permission from the guardian because he is the responsible. However, to say that the father of the deceased, the dead body, the late, we call him also deceased, takes precedence over the son. Look, the father takes the precedence of the son. It means the father, he is what? He is the guardian. The grandfather of the brothers, the grandfather over the brothers. The grandfather will be the guardian over the brothers. Definitely, if the grandfather exists and the brothers are also exist, so we'll go to the grandfather. We leave what? We leave the brothers. Somebody say, how it comes that this is his brother or her brother? We say, no, the grandfather will be what? Will be over the brothers, or full brothers, over half brothers. Full brothers, it means the brother from the dead person, his mother and his father, the same mother and the father. Half a brother, it means this brother either from his mother only or from his father, only the dead person. Alright, over half brothers or the paternal uncles. Paternal uncles over the what? The maternal uncles. If we have the relatives from the father's side and the relatives from the mother's side, paternal and maternal. So we will proceed what? So we will proceed the paternal uncles over the maternal uncles. We let the relative of the father will take responsibility, will be the guardian, and we leave what? We will leave the maternal, the mother's relatives. So, is a ponderable issue. It is a ponderable issue. And one should act with caution as the situation demands. So, in this case, one should act with caution as the situation demands. So, we have to behave according to what? We have to behave according to what has given to us. To what has given to us in this issue. Not to bring anybody to be irresponsible, but we have to follow this caution. It means who is going, if the husband is exist, the husband will be the guardian. If not the husband, it means that will make who is the guardian, will make somebody else not alright. Yes, we reach to issue number 553. Issue number 553. A minor or an insane. A minor boy or an insane person, not a only boy, any person, does not qualify for guardianship in matters related to the dead person. So if this person is not qualified for what? For guardianship in matters related to the dead person. Similarly, an absent person, like the absent person, he cannot do these affairs by himself, who can neither attend the duties himself nor appoint someone to do them. He is absent and you cannot contact him for some reason or another. Has no authorities a guardian. So we are not going to wait him or to take his permission if he is not to qualify or he is absent or he is insane. So that means meaningless to take his opinion or to take his permission. Okay. Issue number 554. If a person claims that he is the guardian of the dead person, somebody announce or say that I am what? That I am the guardian of this dead person. So, or that the guardian of the dead person has given him permission. Or that the guardian has given him what? Has given him the permission of what? Of carrying duties, ghusl, kafan, and dafn, or if he claims that he is the appointed executor of what? Of the dead person. The executor, it means that he is going to take care of the will of the dead person. He's going to separate the money, take care about the fortune of the dead person, and to pass the whole fortune to the inheritant people.
Okay.
So, or that he is the appointed executor of the dead person in the matter of its final ritual. His claim will be accepted. His claim will be accepted, provided that, under one condition, if he claims that, so we will accept. So, in this case, when he claimed that, so shall we accept that? Shall we accept that? Says Sistani said, the dead person in the matter of his, okay. If a person claims that he is the guardian of the dead person, or that the guardian of the dead person has given him permission to carry out its ghusl, kafan, and dafn, or if he claims that he is the appointed executor of the dead person in the matter of its final rituals, his claim will be accepted. But under one condition, what is that condition? Provided that he is reliable. He is reliable. It means that he is a trusty person, a trustful person, okay? Or that the corpse is in his possession, that the corpse is in his possession, or that two idols testify to his statements, or that two idols testify statement, or that two just people testify. Issue number 555. If a dead person appoints someone other than his guardian, for example, if I am dying, okay, then issue number 555. If a dead person appoints somebody other than his guardian to carry out his ghusl. So, for example, I appointed Mr. Ali Al-Haydari, Sayyid Ali Al-Haydari, to what? To take care of my death affairs. Okay? Absolutely, yes. In my will, I said that Mr. Ali Al-Haydari will take my affairs, my death affairs. So my son or my grandfather, then he will be the rightful person to fulfill these obligations. Nobody will prevent Mr. Ali from taking care of my affairs. Nobody will prevent him. And it is not necessary that the person whom the deceit has appointed to carry out the duties personally should accept the will. You see, it means that it is not necessary that the person whom the deceit has appointed to carry out the duties personally should accept the will. Maybe he will say no. Maybe Sayyid Ali Al-Haydari, he said no, I won't do anything. So even if he did not want to, yes, it doesn't matter. If you don't want to take care about this world, so it's okay. You say no, I don't accept. Look for this, Sayyid Ali. It is not necessary that the person, that you, Mr. Ali, whom the deceit has appointed to I appointed you to carry out the duties personally should accept the will. So it is not necessary for you to accept this will. Okay? However, if he accepts, it should act accordingly. But if you accept, you have, you should do what? You should do the act accordingly. But if you don't accept, so it's your business. So I have to look after somebody else to take care of my death affairs. So it is your decision. Okay. Issue number 556. It is obligatory to give three ghusls to a dead body. It is obligatory to give three ghusls to a dead body. So what are the three ghusls? Generally, when a person dies, okay, we bring him and we make ghusl for him. And this ghusl, it has three kinds of ghusls. The first ghusl will be what? Will be, yes, Shajar al-Tuba, we are with issue number 556. The first ghusl will be what? Will be with sidr, the berry, okay? With the berry leaves, that we call it with sidr. And the second ghusl will be with mixed water with what? With camphor, okay? And the third one will be what? With the pure water. These are three ghusls for a dead person. So it is obligatory to give three ghusls to a dead body. The first bathing should be with water mixed with cedar berry leaves. So that water should be what? Should be mixed with what? With cedar leaves. The second bathing, and maybe there is issue, maybe written here or not. We'll talk about this, the way of the bathing. It is the same as the ghusl wajib, the same steps. The head and neck first, and the right part of the body secondly, and the third part is the left part of the body. We cannot make the left part before the right part. This is the difference between the ghusl wajib and the dead body ghusl. Okay, and we'll talk about that later on. So, the second bathing should be with water mixed with camphor, and the third should be with unmixed water. The third ghusl will be with what? With unmixed water. Issue number 557. The quality of cedar leaves, camphor, should not be so much. Should neither be so much that water becomes mixed, mudaf, nor so little that it may be said that cedar leaves and camphor have not been mixed in it at all. So, in between, not too much, not too little. Issue number 558. If enough quantity of cedar leaves and camphor is not available, then whatever quantity available should be mixed with water. If we don't have that much of camphor or that much of berry, so whatever of a quantity we have, we will add it. Okay? whatever from the quantity we have, we will add it to the water and we make the ghusl. Issue number 559. If a person dies while he is in the state of ihram, so this person, while he is in Hajj or Umrah or Hajj Tamattu or Umrah Tamattu or Umrah, and he is wearing the dresses of ihram, the two dresses of ihram, okay, and he dies, so now he is what? He is muhrim. Now he is muhrim, and as you know, for muhrim person there are around 26 muharramat, prohibited things for muhrim. Okay, this muhrim died, or this muhrim died, yes, shall we make ghusl with him, or check, shall we make ghusl to him with these three ghusls, with biri water or water mixed with camphor? Let's see. If a person dies while he is in the state of ihram, his dead body should not be washed with water mixed with camphor. Instead of that, pure and mixed water should be used. However, in the following two situations, water with camphor should be what? Used. Let's see these two situations. Firstly, if he or she dies in Hajj Tamattu after completing Sa'i. If he dies in Hajj Tamattu after completing Sa'i. And you know that Sa'i, it is the place between Safa and Marwa. If he doesn't complete this Sha'ira, so it means, and he dies, so we cannot make ghusl with ghusl to him with what? With biri water and with camphor water. Secondly, if it is Hajj Qiran, if it is Hajj Qiran or Ifrad, Hajj Ifrad, he died after having shaved the head. He died after he had having what? Shaved head. So, shall we wash him? No, absolutely. Okay, I read issue number 559 again, so quickly. If a person dies while he is in the state of ihram, his dead body should not be washed with water mixed with camphor. Instead of that, pure mixed water should be used. Okay, so instead of camphor, we will use what? A pure water and mixed water. However, in the following two situations, water with camphor should be used. Yes, again. However, in the following two situations, water with camphor should be used. Yes, I explain it the opposite. I explain it the opposite way. I'm sorry. For that, I repeat read it. So, when this person, he completes Sa'i, I said before, definitely before he finished Sa'i, we were not going to what? To wash him with camphor or with biri. But if he finished Sa'i with Hajj Tamattu', so we can wash him with what? With biri water or with camphor water. And if it is Hajj Qiran or Ifrad and he died after having shaved the head, also we can wash him with the mixed water, first with the biri and secondly with water mixed with camphor. Ah, good. This is a good question. Al-Zahra servant question is, but what is Quran, please? Quran, it's a kind of Hajj because we have three types of Hajj. We have three types of Hajj. We have Hajj Tamattu' and we have Hajj Quran and we have Hajj Ifrad. Three kinds of Hajj. Okay? Hajj Tamattu' generally, I'm talking generally because we will come to this and we will explain it. But in order to have an idea in your mind, if somebody asks you or to your knowledge, Hajj Tamattu', it is for the people who lives outside Mecca more than 80 kilometers, 80 or 83 kilometers, around this. Yes, everybody who lives more than from Mecca, more than less than, no, Hajj Tamattu', Mr. Ali, Hajj Tamattu', everybody who lives more than 80 kilometers or 88, I think, more than that, when he came to do Hajj, he has to do it as a kind of what? Of Hajj Tamattu' kind. Okay? Then, more than 88. Okay, more than 88. That's correct. So, if you live lesser than 88 kilometers from Mecca, just like in Mecca or places around Mecca, which is not more than 88, when you come and do Hajj, you have to do it either Hajj Quran or Hajj Ifrad. Either Hajj Quran or Hajj Ifrad. Okay. Generally, Hajj Quran and Hajj Ifrad. Quran, it means that the Hajj, the pilgrimer nafs himself, he brings what? He brings the udhiyah with him. He brings the udhiyah with him. Either the camel, either the sheep, the cow, whatever, to bring it with him. Not only that, but he has to cut off one of its sides or to hang a sliver on its neck in order to tell the rest that this is Udhiyah. And there are many details, inshallah, when we came to Hajj market. Yes, exactly. When we came to Hajj, we will talk about these types of Hajj. Yes. Issue number 556. It is obligatory to give three ghusls to dead body. We finished this. Yes. 557. The quality of cedar leaves. And this is also, we finished it. Yes. I think, yes, with issue 560. With issue 560, if cedar leaves and camphor or either of these things is not available, if we don't have what? If we don't have berry leaves, cedar leaves, or what, on camphor, or either of these things is not, of these things, this is wrong, not, is not, are not, or either of these things are not available, or its use is not allowful, or its use are not allowful. Why are not? Okay. If a cedar leaves and camphor or either of these things are not available or its use is not lawful, it means that this thing is what is usurped, not lawful. It means that these things has been stolen from somebody. Okay, it does not belong to them. The dead body should be given ghusl on the basis of precaution with the pure and mixed water instead of the ghusl, which is not possible, and it should also be given one tayammum. You see, they have to make ghusl for the dead person, okay, for what? For which is not possible. For example, if we don't have camphor, okay, we are going to make ghusl instead of water mixed with camphor, okay, we will give him ghusl with the pure water instead of the water mixed with camphor, and we also make ghusl with berry leaves mixed with water, and last one, we will make ghusl with the pure water, okay, and then we will add tayammum. For these three ghusls, we will add tayammum. So if we missed any of them, either camphor, either berry, okay, we will make ghusl with the pure water instead, and then we will add tayammum for that. Is that clear? So here we go. For example, we don't have camphor and we don't have berry, what shall we do? First, we will make the first bath with what? With the pure water instead of ghusl of what? Of berry, water mixed with berry. This is one. Two, we'll make second bath with the pure water instead of water mixed with camphor. This is second. Third, we will make ghusl with the pure water. Okay, and then we will add two tayammums. The first tayammum instead the berry, and the second tayammum instead of the camphor. Okay, issue number 561. A person who gives ghusl to a dead body. So, this person who gives ghusl to dead body. Now, a person who gives ghusl to a dead body should be a Muslim. What are the attributes of this person who is performing what? Ghusl for dead body. He is to be a Muslim, preferably a Shia Ithna Ashari, okay, not from another branches of Muslims, not another sects of Muslims, adult and sane, okay, so Shia Ithna Ashari, adult, not young, and sane, not crazy, and should know the rules of ghusl. He should know how to make ghusl according to what prescribed in jurisprudence books. And if an intelligent, discerning boy or girl who is not yet bilaf gives ghusl correctly, it will what? It will be sufficient. It will be, sorry, again. And if an intelligent, discerning boy or girl who is not yet baligh, who is not yet being adult, okay, gives ghusl correctly, it will be what? Sufficient. If he make ghusl in a right way, so what I want? What I want? I don't care if he is adult or not adult, if he is baligh or not baligh. So what I need, that he perform ghusl in a right way, and he did. That's enough. That's sufficient. Okay, I don't need anything else. And if the deceased belonged to a sect other than if the dead person, if he is not from the Shia people, from other than Shia Ithna Ashari, and if he or she is given ghusl according to the rules of his or her sect, according for Wahhabism, according to Sunni, according to Hanbali, they make ghusl for him, okay, or her sect, by a person of his or her sect, then the Shia Ithna Ashari mu'min will be relieved of the responsibility, except if he is the guardian. So it is not responsibility for Shia Ithna Ashari to perform what? Ghusl, according to Ithna Ashari laws of ghusl. Unless this Ithna Ashari mu'min, he is the guardian of that person. How it comes? For example, his father, he is what? He is Sunni. And the boy is what? Is Shia Ithna Ashari. Then his father deceits. Okay? They make ghusl for him according to what? According to Sunni sect. Then he said, this is my father. I want to make ghusl according to Shia. We accept that. Otherwise, so it is not obligatory for a Muslim mu'min to re-perform ghusl for what? For the deceased person. This is for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.